Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Sebastian from Death from Above 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC.
Queens Radio.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Queen's University has a club called Queen Starts With Youth. We create events on campus virtually and or in person to support survivors and raise awareness about abuse and intergenerational trauma. By creating awareness on child abuse, it sets the boundaries of what is acceptable in society in the treatment of these victims and further how to treat your own children. This platform at Queen's University is crucial for victims of abuse to establish that everyone has the right to live in a safe and healthy environment. This club offers resources and support for victims on campus. Follow our Instagram, StartsWYouthQueens, for more information and to get updated on upcoming events and workshops. In addition, if you need guidance or support, email us at startswithyouth@clubs.queens.ca.
Kingston, this is your indie wake-up call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, thank you, Katie Beth. That's going back. Ara, are you here with me this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
We are the Indie Wake Up Call, and look at us. It's gonna be one of those classic bang and crash live shows. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, I don't think I ever am, but we've got a busy show this morning. So, first of all, we were off the air. I'm like, oh, we've got the Polaris Prize, long list. I saw Dorothea Posse there, and she goes back to our like PS I Love You days, and then I heard the intro for Indie Wake Up Call. There's Paul Sonye. Already feeling so good about this. Anyway, Nerd Central. And what's fun is Polaris dropped their long list, not the afternoon after my Thursday Indie Wake Up Call, which always seems to be the case, but actually not like just what 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And already we have work to do, because I mean, anyone in campus radio is like, yeah, I know about music. No, there's so many I need to dig in on. So whenever we give our predictions for the shortlist on Indie Wake Up, I feel is because we've had to put some of the work in to get to know some of these other artists that we don't know.
The best kind of homework.
Best kind of homework, nerd homework. And yeah, we're gonna nerd out. Obviously, there's some that are very familiar to us, and others, yeah, we need to get the work in. Anything stand out right away?
I was wondering if anyone has won both the Juno and the Polaris Prize, because I see Red Future on there.
I believe for Album of the Year, because that's all this is, right? This is just album. We've talked to them at length about this. They don't do EPs, they don't do singles. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was Arcade Fire for Suburbs. I'm not positive, though, because, yeah, those two don't play nicely, necessarily. but, oh, Mustafa's there. Yeah, there are a lot of familiar artists on the list, and we've got work to do. Also, other work we have to do for the show is get ready, because Rue is covering North by Northeast, which just kicked off. We have a fair amount of Kingston bands there, but she also was at a show last night, did an interview, and I've got it. So we're going to be good to go there and just check in with Rue, see how she's doing. I know she misses us because she's always sending me some good songs, some of which are on the show today. In this first set, even, she sent me some Morcheeba, which I was like, Morcheeba? Like, that's going way back, but new music from Morcheeba. Mint Simon, who we caught at Spring Reverb, will also be at Oceaga. That's a good one as well. And Men I Trust is going to come up in this first set, who happened to be on that short list. Bringing it home. We've got YGK Beer Fest this weekend. Also, Carnelian, our beloved Carnelian, are dropping their EP today. So Angus is going to call us. Angus is solid. Always showed up in person. He's going to call us later in the show. And finally, a band called The Sifters from Vancouver. I know. I think they're actually going to Zoom from Vancouver, so it's still dark there. I know. They're committed. One of the members of that band will be familiar to our campus radio, campus band crowd. So that's what's happening to get us going. Just gently, we're going to go with some Bon Iver, new music off Sable Fable. This is from, got some Kira coming up, that Morcheeba, Mint Simon, and Men I Trust. This is your first set on the Indie Wake Up Call. Exhale.
Send me on fire. hopelessness. I taught myself to be okay. But somehow now I'm just not the same. Just a consequence of throwing all of it away, of growing out of you and into me.
Thanks, Cindy.
Well, I'm here to make your day more intense. But yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Just heard some Won't Go Back Now by Mint Simon. Before that was some new Morcheeba. We're about to get into a playlist with some of the Polaris Prize long list nominees. We've got Milo coming up, Men I Trust, Gloin, who we've put on there for their name alone. Also at 8:35, Rue is calling in from North by Northeast to let us know about all of the music that she's been checking out there and what's going on this weekend.
I think Gloin is the perfect example of what we talked about before we cut out last time, is that we don't know anything about this band. We just love the name of their band. And can we just pull up the name of the album again? Because that also grabbed our attention.
All of your anger is actually shame, and then in brackets, and I bet that makes you angry.
So we already love Gloin. We've got a little check mark beside
Very,
Gloin.
Very, like, punk philosophy.
Yeah, we need to know more about Gloin. And obviously Mustafa's, like, everybody loves him so much. Like, all those, they'll do, like, songwriter circles Polaris weekend, and everybody tries to get in with Mustafa. Like, he's just so loved, especially in Toronto. So there he is again, Virginia. He's on the long list for the Polaris trip. If you want to check that out, Polaris Music Prize. If you don't know what that is, I mean, I take it for granted because we're nerds here at CFRC. We know what the Polaris Prize is. The creator of the Polaris Prize was a radio DJ from Kingston, by the way. I always like to throw that in. Back in the day, he worked here in radio, went off to do other things. But the Polaris Prize is inspired by the Mercury Prize, which is essentially giving out the best album of the year in Canada, regardless of its commercial success, how well it sold, things like that, popularity, basically. So there's often a lot of one-offs on here that were like, who is this? How many listeners do they have? Will their listenership's about to go up if they didn't know? So, Gloin, we're talking to you.
Yeah.
We're talking to you, but also we'll be talking to Rue very soon. Checking in from North by Northeast. We got some Kingston bands at that festival as well, so lots on the go. But Men I Trust, as promised, love this band out of Montreal, and they keep delivering. I'm always like, have I had enough Men I Trust? Like, do I feel I know what they sound like? No. This is a great song called Come Back Down. Equus Cabalus? I don't know. I'm sorry, Men I Trust, but that's the name of the album, and they're also on that long list. So stick around. Rue's calling us very soon.
my God, I can't sleep without you, God, in my dreams. I can't draw you, I can't paint you, oh, my eyes are weak. Oh, tell me what to think, oh, tell me what to see. I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me. When I speak to you, God, they whisper and I hear what they say. And not go away, but I ain't going back home. Where Father God is raised from, where all the black magic awaits. And I questioned your ways. Why my arm gave up her life, why my heart always swayed. And you know I was so all my trials in the grave. I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me.
Okay, we've got some of Mustafa there. That's more of our Polaris Prize shortlisters, and there's a lot for us to learn. We like Gloin. That's something we have learned this morning. Art and I have been like, what do we want to learn? We want to learn more about Gloin, and that was amazing. So, yeah, checking that out. Also, I have Rue on the line, and Rue, I'm just happy that the phone is working for you. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
Oh my
God. To know something's never changed.
I know. I'm nervous about the phone call every morning. You think I'd be turned to Zoom, and I'm going to do a Zoom later with the sifters, but no, let's keep the phone going forever so we're all, you know, just always on our toes. How's it going up there, North by Northeast?
Yeah, it's only been a day, but it's been so busy out there. Like, I saw some of the bands at the Horseshoe yesterday. They had a couple of showcases and all of that. And I've also I was also volunteering at a booth just near where the entrance was. So I ran into so many of the bands as they came in to do their check-ins, and everyone's just so excited about the festival.
I think it's the timing is just right. Like, it's not quite that summer festival season, as we know. It's not quite warm enough, so all these indoor venues are probably pretty happy. But it's a time to really learn about the lesser known bands. Like, I don't feel any of these bands are like super famous bands, but I see the Beaches are doing their thing. But other than that, like, I feel it's a time to learn almost about bands and giving them a chance. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I love that about North by Northeast, because people just go into it saying, I don't know who any of these bands are, but I'm going to know by the end of the night.
Yeah, and I think that's the right attitude. Like, we're always saying that here is, like, you don't have to always go see the bands you know. Like, check out these bands that you will know in a few years and be like, I saw them with 10 other people and it was amazing. So who did you see last night?
Well, I was at the Horseshoe for the most part yesterday. I actually did slip out at one point to go see another showcase, but then the last band over there had canceled, and then it was like walking out for nothing. But I feel like that's the festival experience,
yes,
right?
It is.
You walk 15 minutes out just to realize there's nothing there.
That's awesome, but not really. But at the same time, you're probably with other people feeling the same things. What are you planning on seeing? Like, let's look at this list for a second. Art and I have been looking at it. There's a lot to unravel here. There's a lot. What are you very excited about, Rue?
Okay, so I'll tell you what I saw yesterday at the Horseshoe. All these bands, just kind of, I knew a little bit about some of them. Others, I'd never heard their names. There's a band called In Your Walls, who I saw. This really cool kind of indie alt rock, and then they suddenly turned heavy and just started yelling, and I was like, oh, this is good. And they're actually, I think we have an interview with them that you've got, actually, that you're going to play later.
Yeah, we're going
to
play it.
But they're coming to Kingston. Such a small world. They're coming to Kingston next month.
Perfect. Thank you for grabbing that. I know that's what you're thinking too. Like, I'm going to interview them for these two reasons. So yeah, stick around, listeners. You can hear that interview before 9 o'clock this morning. And what about coming up, Rue? Like, when you're looking ahead, what are you up to even tonight?
You know, the thing is, I don't actually know who I'm seeing on any of the days. I'm just kind of taking a venue and saying, let's do this. Let's try this.
Oh, that's so good. And I know you're not afraid to go.
I'll tell you what.
Go. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, we do have some of our favorite Kingston bands playing as well. Kodas are playing. Like, Madison and I actually saw them last month when them and Tiny Horse came and played.
Yes.
And it was such a Kingston reunion show because, like, Emily Steele was there working at the doors. I ran into from Gemstone Photography. And it was just like this really, really Kingston moment. Some of the... like Porter guys were filling in on some of the instruments for Tiny Horse. It was just like, oh, this feels like being back in Kingston.
Yes, which, you know, you're never going to really get away from us, Ruth. So I'm glad they came to you for that. And it's true. So we also, like, yeah, we see Luella. They've got the new Peach Ginger Tea remix. We've got that up on deck. And this festival goes, it's basically all weekend. And when does it wrap up? Sunday. Yeah. Oh, look, and the beaches. And Charlie Houston. Okay. Yeah, at the Mod Club. That's going to be a good show Sunday night.
Yeah.
And for anybody who's still standing anyway, because some of these go pretty late. But yeah.
Some of our Kingston friends are there too. If you remember New Friends from a couple of years ago.
Yes.
They're going to be playing there. Some folks who you guys saw at Spring Reverb quite recently, Mars Aspen's also playing.
Yes. And I see like there are people that we know and love too. Like look at Daniel Caesar at the Mod Club. Okay. There's some people that we like the main artists as well, sort of. Probably giving back to the festival, I would think, like before they were
totally.
Famous. Yeah, they actually were featured at North by Northeast. So for them to come back and do that is pretty cool. So that's awesome. Well, I love that you don't know really what's happening or what's going to go on, but I'll want to report as always. Now, you checked out the Polaris list. I know our old
track. I did.
Yeah, what do you think?
I like that we've got a few former CFRC guests over there. Did you see Wyatt C. Lewis is on the list?
I did. Yeah, so that's...
I like that I don't know many of the names, but I also like that Nemesis is getting, like, all the nominations out there. I love the Snotty Nose Dress Kids are getting all their nominations as well. And there were just some really cool sounds on there. I feel like there's more electronic music. Klopala, I'm not even sure how to say her name, but we saw her, I think... on last year's long list as well, and we were just like, oh, that's really cool, what's that? And she's back this year.
Yeah, and we have homework. Like, it's only a month for us to really get to know these 40 albums before we can make some somewhat informed predictions. But yeah, we just played Gloin on the show earlier, and we love that one. We didn't know who they were, and the name of the album, everything, all good. So, all right, well, Rue, it's great to talk to you. And everyone, keep listening, because you're going to hear Rue's voice again as we have that interview coming up. Not so far in the future as well as Carnelian's going to, well, Angus, he's going to be awake. He's calling us from Carnelian, and we have the Sifters calling in from Vancouver later
in
the show.
I'm so excited for the Carnelian EP. Insane.
I know. And like, yeah, Carnelian just keeps giving to the Indie Wake Up Call. So happy to have that. But yeah, thanks, Rue. We'll look forward to hearing more from North by Northeast and follow her Yellow Brick Road and anywhere else they can follow you on socials. Is that the main one right now?
Right now, that's the main one, yeah.
Okay, Yellow Brick Road is out there, and North by Northeast, look out, because I know you're going to hit the venue. So thanks for calling, and we're going to go out with some Luella, Peach Ginger Tea, the remix from Almond Milk. This is the Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Let's all get drunk and then jump in the pool. Don't mean to talk much.
binge on substance abuse. Trying hard, but I'm stressing my chill.
Every exactly where I'm going. I don't have to give away anything.
Okay, good morning, everyone. It is the Indie Wake Up Call. I said I wasn't going to cut in, but we're going to cut in for a second. And we got Rue at North by Northeast. Here she is with her interview with In Your Walls. They're going to be coming to Kingston, so you're going to want to check out what they're up to. But yeah, we got their song Space Grace coming up as well. It is the Indie Wake Up Call. Stick around.
We're here at North by Northeast Festival. In Your Walls is joining me right now. We're just kind of hanging around, and you guys are due to go on stage in a very short while. Firstly, how are you feeling, and how has today been for you?
Super fun, super exciting. I just feel like stoked that we're going to play Horseshoe, and there's so many amazing bands, and I love playing, so just so excited.
It's a really iconic venue as well. So what's it like opening over there? Have you guys like had a chance to go in, just check the vibe and everything?
We've played a couple times there before, but playing a festival is so different. It's so like exciting, and there's a different energy. Like everyone just feels like excited and like everyone's looking for new music, which is really awesome.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's not just your audience. There are going to be people there who've like never seen you before, never heard of you before, but they've just come out with an open mind to check out new music, and then you have one chance to impress them. That's exciting, right?
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, I think people love to like explore Toronto, so this is like a fun festival because you get to see new music and go to cool venues, which is kind of awesome. So
it's like a good good demonstration of the Toronto bands and the near Toronto areas, and it's a great place for bands to get exposure. I think it's great what they're doing for the Ontario music scene and the Canadian music scene.
Totally. And our listeners are listening to this in Kingston, and so they might be wondering who you guys are. Should we do a quick round of introductions? Tell me about In Your Walls and tell me about you guys.
So my name is Bridget. I play bass and I sing. I started In Your Walls in university and then met some really awesome guys to play with. We have Carter on guitar and Ryan also on guitar, and then Drew's here with me.
Woot woot.
Drew's awesome on drums. So.
Awesome. So how did the band like come together, and how were kind of your first like shows and all that?
We kind of like met at university and the lineup switched around a bunch, but we kind of fell into place recently, which is awesome.
Was there like a moment when you knew the lineup clicked, like this is In Your Walls?
There was a few moments, but I think when Ryan came to practice the first time and like the first chord he played, because he like learned all the songs like a couple days before, and he was so good and like playing it perfectly, and it just sounded so good playing with him, so that was like pretty magical. And then we got Drew recently, which is awesome, and like just the way it feels to play with him in the band as our drummer is so like good. Like we feel like a strong band, so it's just fun.
Yeah. Honestly, our rhythm section is crazy. Bridget and I kill it, and I think it's because we're both from Scarborough.
It's the Scarborough connection, isn't it? Well, how would you describe your sound to someone who's listening for the first time?
I'd say we're kind of alt-rock. We have a lot of different influences. We love the Strokes. I've been compared to Kim Gordon, which is really cool.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So we have fun. We take from, like, different influences, but we like that sort of, like, 90s, 2000s kind of sound. Like, you know, those bands.
Like, for me, a big inspiration is Animal from The Muppets. Mm-hmm. So I try to play like him and emulate that. And then, you know, we're all some of the parts in the band, like all of our different influences kind of like make our sound.
Yeah. I love that. Now, Kingston's going to see you guys very shortly. They'll have to wait a little, but you're coming here in July. You're going to be playing a show at The Mansion.
Yes, on the 11th, and we're playing with a band called Wygo that is from Kingston, mm-hmm. So it's super exciting, and we've never played The Mansion before, so we're just stoked to go out there. It's going to be fun, and we're probably going to, like, hang around Kingston and see the Kingston sights, which is cool.
Amazing. Summer is a great time to visit as well. Everything starts to open up. You've got, like, the cruises and all of that. But for people that are interested in coming for this show, what can they expect when they see you live?
Just a lot of fun, a lot of energy. Like, the interactions between us on stage. I feel like we just have fun, and you can tell when you watch us. And we want you to have fun. Like, it's just a party, but with sound, with music.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'll probably take my shirt off and play really loud.
Well, Kingston loves that. We see that all the time. We love it. If we have to go out with one song, like after this interview, what's the one song that people should listen to, and why would you recommend that one to start with for In Your Walls?
Space Craze. Okay, Space Craze is about aliens and then like running away from them and also falling in love. And the first line is about how you're a unicorn flying through space. but I don't think it's that out there. You don't really have to open your mind. You just have to open your mind to fun to enjoy it.
Mm. You got to open your heart.
Yeah.
That's all it comes down to. Open your heart, open your mind, have a fun show. I'll let you guys introduce the song and give your band name to our listeners one more time.
So our song is Space Craze. I am Bridget from In Your Walls.
And where can people find you guys online?
You can find us on Instagram, In Your Walls Band, YouTube, In Your Walls, TikTok. We also have a website, which is pretty cool. I did some coding and stuff on it, so check that out. And Spotify and all those streaming services, too.
Amazing. Well, we'll go out with that song right now. And thanks so much for joining me. Have a good show at North by Northeast.
Thank you.
Thanks.